and the UKMC on my left hand side. Absolutely smashed it in knots on 4 days prep, shouts for that. But now here at the 6th birthday, please make some fucking noise for Pamphlet!
And shout out to EA Podcast on SoundCloud and OSW Review on YouTube, check them out.
Alright, I forgot to get these first.
Massive news, if you want to meet OSW in person, you can if you go see Ric Flair, the limo riding jet flying tour, May 30th at the Emirates Stadium in London.
Woo!
Gigging, baby.
So, you know, just go hit up at MDA Promotions. Thank you so much, Michael Slay. Jeez. So, yeah, come out, meet us. Get drinks, get fucked, be awesome.
It's a great way to buy us a pint.
It is, yes.
All right, just need to get that in.
Hey, buy Nature Point and say it's from us. So all credit.
Thanks for the shout-out, Pamphlet. Oh, that acceptable in the 80s cover was by the Editors. Big thanks to Chris Urbanovich, who let us use his song. Cheers, mate. Welcome! Welcome to the 2015 Golden Noggers, a celebration of all things OSW from the past 12 months. A fan-voted ceremony where we hot-dog and grandstand about each other for 30 minutes. About the show for 30 minutes. Two rules. If you're nominated 1 year, you can't be nominated next year.
Only unless you're Ronnie Garvin, because he just has the power of veto. No? I quit.
And only things created during the year's episodes are eligible. So this year is barely legal to Halloween Havoc 95.
No asking for like Donk Bra again or something like that.
Exactly. Last year was a huge success. Well, enough of a success for people to ask me to do it again. Which is the benchmark for success. Right. In 2014, fans wrote in the comment section of our Facebook posts, and I'd count them up one by one. What a terrible way to do it. We had 1,235 votes, which is great. This year, thanks to Poll Daddy and OSWview.com, people can just click their answer. And how many votes do we have this year?
3,000.
9,000.
This year we had 38,705.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Fucking hell.
So
very impressive.
Shit, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Lower the bar for doing stuff. Average of 4,300 each. So without further ado, let's get the 2015 Golden Noggers underway. Okay, first up is a new award, Favourite Segment. So I thought I'll read the nominees and then you guys tell us who is your favourite and then who you think should win.
Okay.
And then I'll just give you the top three. Yeah. Which segment made our fans laugh or which ones did they enjoy the most? The Randy Orton Snake Charming segment? Wave 98?
Starting off with a winner, holy shit.
Then A. Jones, X-Men 3 from Capital Carnage.
Bloody wanker.
Us three running down our boys from Capital Carnage. Becky Lynch and Shamrock. Meat Council Troy McClure t-shirt PSA.
It's all powerful stuff, isn't it?
December to December.
Meaningful. Yeah.
Top 10 lesbian pollen attacks from Hell in a Cell 2014. And arguing over wind. What's happening? And our last one, Andre's shirt. Halloween Havoc Monster Truck recap.
My favourite is Randy Orton. Like, it's just so good.
My favourite was you reading out Andre's shirt. Died.
Becky Lynch. God, really, that was... Oh, it's a magic few minutes. Difficult. It's a very difficult choice. Okay, number three, Andre's shirt from Halloween Havoc, 16.35%. Number two, The Wind from The Happening,
None of us picked it either.
16.46.
That's because it's a bit raw. That's an argument that's been going over 10 years between three of us.
And number one, the winner of the favourite segment award, are boys from Capital Carnage.
Wow. Wow.
That's a surprise.
Didn't the two best friends play talk about this segment?
Yeah, yeah. The
wonder if
bully.
That held any sway, because they're pretty popular boys.
Mm. 24.46%.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Matt and the Woolly Bully. That's my name. I don't know. Cool, and for write-in, because you can also suggest other as well.
Oh, excellent.
And the write-ins are mostly contestants for other awards tonight. So.
Okay.
Next up, Roidy Magoo. Who was the most Roidy? Last year, Scott Steiner won it.
Yeah.
Okay, so contestants are from Scooby-Doo and animated Alberto Del Rio. ECW Heatwave 98's Mike Awesome. December to Dismember's Johnny Nitro. Gross 8-pack.
Yeah.
December to Dismember's Test. December to Dismember's Bobby Lashley. Capital Carnage's LOD 2000's Animal.
My goodness.
A wonderful Roid Belly.
They're all the Roid Belly.
Capital Carnage 98's Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
Who's just a walking roid machine. And Survivor Series 2014's Ryback.
It's a good list, but my winner jumped off the page. Your boy, Test.
I'm going to say Johnny Nitro because he looks like a mixture between a Ken doll and a Barbie doll. It's just not real.
A Ben doll?
And I say animated Alberto Del Rio. Because, you know, he's a pretty regular looking guy, but in the show he's he's E-Man, you know. So who do you think won?
I think Ken Shamrock won.
Test.
Okay, well, number three, LOD 2000's Animal's Roid Belly. 11.74%. Then with 16.13%, Ryback.
Oh.
Survivor Series 2014. And smashing the competition, 48.32%, my boy Test.
Your boy.
That's just because he's your boy, isn't it?
Do you think there's a bit of boy
boyish,
love?
Boyish. Boy love. Love.
Oh, you got a fucking Nambla.
We got a couple of write-ins. One for Scooby-Doo's Michael Cole, who was jacked in that. And the world's most average man, Ted Arcidi.
Once again, I apologise.
He was spliced in during the Halloween
Max
Havoc.
Max Muscle?
Oh, yeah.
Where does Max Muscle fit in here?
He probably doesn't have to get a, has to get a special coach or something. Okay, next up is our favourite episode.
Oh.
Mm, last year it was Royal Rumble 92, which, I don't think
wouldn't have voted
best,
for that one.
Especially Mania 3.
If you care
Mania
about,
9.
If you care about the actual show and not air review the show, 92 was great. Like, Ric Flair was amazing.
That was the Jameson show.
What
What does Jameson say, Jay?
I want to get my grades. Episodes, we had 12 OSW reviews this year. We had ECW Barely Legal 97, Scooby-Doo WrestleMania Mystery, Heatwave 98, One Night Stand 2005, One Night Stand 2006, Capital Carnage 98, ECW on Sci-Fi 2006, December to Dismember. Then we had three WWE pay-per-views, Night of Champions 2014, Hell in a Cell 2014, and Survivor Series 2014. Then The Happening, and then Breezy Bonus at the end, WCW Halloween Havoc 95. So, what's your favourite episode? Well, I know the answer to
this. The Happening, no question. It's my favourite all-time episode.
Wow.
I think I have to go for Halloween Havoc. I had a lot of fun doing it, and a lot of fun watching it again.
Capital Carnage? It's my favourite. It's just...
I would have been my second favourite.
So many great things.
It was emotional.
No question, it was going to be Halloween Havoc. And I think the reason for that a lot is because it was the most recent episode.
Fair point.
I go for Halloween Havoc as well.
All right. Number three, 9.34%. Narrowly beating out December to Dismember is Capital Carnage, 98. Number two, 17.26%, is One Night Stand, 2005. And the winner, with 30.08%, Halloween Havoc 95. So our most recent episode. It was a whopper.
It's
so
a good
fun.
One.
entire Dungeon of Doom. Like, oh my. Zodiac.
Sullivan, my son. It's beautiful.
By the moons of Avancara, our monster truck is far superior.
Fucking brilliant. I can't wait to go back to do some of that era. Cannot wait.
Can I give an honourable mention to Heatwave 98? It was one of our best ever episodes, and I don't think it got the credit it deserved.
Oh, wait, next one. It's a huge category. Favourite quote. This category got the most votes. 6,500 people voted on this one. Actually, here, Steve, do you want to go down through the list and do your impressions of them?
Favourite quote.
So, do our nominees.
Right, first of all, there was last year's favourite quote of the year was, "Doink, brah! Making kids cry, brah!" You should have done that. Whopper bump of 2014 quotes.
Don't eliminate it! That's why you stopped doing it.
Sooty bum. Dyed blonde rat tail. Big knacker with a smoke and cut forehead.
Referring to the Sandman.
The Dudleys and other fat men beat up New Jack. Us imitating Randy Orton in a snake basket. One of my favourites of the year, actually. Beefed burgers.
Amazing. I got some cheese telling me they put that into the lexicon now.
Nice.
Beautiful. Next one. Get them computers.
Get them computers.
The next one. What sick Korean is drawing this shit? It was OOC about AJ's moose knuckle. Rat faced knacker. That was UJ about Just Incredible.
That's a contender.
Our JBL impressions. Mm. There's a lot of homosexual spirit in this place, maggot.
We've had a rat in there, maggot.
I see no women here. Tell me what the foody booty is.
Still amazing.
It is.
Homer Simpson, you fucking enemy. Get your ass out of that kitchen and make me some tea, you gobshite.
Clussy the clown.
Alright, fucking bloody juggernaut, fucking chase Juno to fucking whoa.
Next.
Vinny Jones.
Hashtag needs more Cronus.
That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you, Britain.
That's just everywhere.
Yeah.
Our boys. What time is he? Followed by 10:15. It's a veritable who's that of wrestlers. That was clever, Steve.
That was wonderful.
Very clever. Nogger University. Next one is Jay doing his impression of the Big Show saying, "I am ECW.
I am ECW."
Followed by myself saying, "I ate ECW. Fuck you, ECW. Dirty Lee."
That's a contender.
Oh, wonderful. Mm. Wonderful, yeah.
Main event, Hardcore Holly. Lesbian.
Shouldn't have put that in.
No,
yeah, terrible. Yeah.
Lesbian pollen. Manned games.
Manned games.
Most people may have missed out on, because it's from one of our video game reviews, but the Japanese are a bit of a pervy crew. Fucking wavy trees!
I liked that.
Me saying, "Why aren't the trees blowing?" And then Steve quickly answers back, "The wind has moved on."
Which is not a thing.
After my Susan G. Komen rant, I plug our t-shirts, buy our t-shirts. And then me as the joint, "Remember this, Hogan? I remember your da."
Remember this? I remember your da. What's your favourite there?
Ooh. It's veritable who's that of wrestlers. That is a beautiful line.
Thank you, Steve.
It's good.
Thanks,
it's good.
Steve. I worked on that.
What time did you get to bed? 2:30.
You fucking, you bloody wanker, June.
Bloody June, no.
Quarter past ten.
Ooh, left field. I think it's going to be between Ratface Knacker and Dirty Lee.
I think Dirty Lee is going to be up there.
I hope so, yeah.
So glad I watched that movie. Oh my god. Actually, I haven't watched the entire movie. I turned it off after Dirty Lee because I knew I'd reached the top of the mountain.
So, number three with 4.96%. Total elimination!
Really?
Yeah.
They're probably just laughing at me hacking a fucking lung up after I do it.
8.78%, number two, are JBL impressions.
It's like three for the price of one.
Yeah. Although, if you're judging it on how close we are to JBL, yours was amazing.
Oh, it was spot on.
So close to JBL. Like.
Yeah.
Number one, 12.21%. Homer Simpson, you fucking animal, yeah.
Nice. Bit of bleeding RoboGuard. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, there you go.
Not even air gimmick. I just rubbed it completely off...
the impression.
Republic of Telly.
Yeah, it's a very good impression. We've had over 70 write-ins for best quote.
Fuck off.
I'm not going through them.
No, but you're not.
But amongst them, the ones you don't like what you like, which I even used earlier today. OSC talking about doing ECW on Sci-Fi and December to Dismember, one after the other. This is like a TNA Impact taping.
Hey, first-hand experience.
V1's Road Dog TNA impression. I'll be waiting on you at the Alamo.
That was a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Needs more rubber nose.
And one of mine from Halloween Havoc. DDP has a target on his arse for men to blam on.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Next up, it's our favourite intro. Last year was the Botchmania style and from SummerSlam 92.
I think this one is right off. I think I already know what's winning this one.
Okay, so we have acceptable in the 80s, the metal mix for our ECW series.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Chris Maffei. Heatwave 98's T-Shirt.
Oh, it's now up to two. Shit.
T-S-H. Like, we really pressured you trying to make you fuck up. And, there you go. Heatwave 98's GoldenEye 64. If you notice, your character is 006.
Trevelyan, yeah.
Which is V1 in Roman numerals.
Can of Coke.
Yeah. And yours is a bird. Yeah,
yeah.
One Eye Sand 2005 is the Ultimate Warrior. That one's actually done by at Square Circle Tees. Amazing job.
Lovely stuff.
Capital Carnage 98's Super Mario Kart. December to Dismember's OSW and You Partners in Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Meat Factory. Hell in a Cell 2014, the TMNT Arcade intro. That was Chris from Reload Last Save.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Love getting fans making stuff for it. It's so great. Mm. It's really, really great.
And last is Halloween Havoc 95's Super Mario World. Oh, it's awesome. That's Chris from Reload Last Save as well. Well, what's your favourite one?
They're both ook. They are T-Shirt and OSW and Partners in Freedom.
Yeah.
No, Partners in Freedom, but Jay did write it and do everything for it. We just read out the stuff.
No, you just read it out.
Well, you did the...
Did I do anything?
Jimmy. Does it?
Oh, that's Jimmy. Right.
Yeah. Jimmy.
That was amazing reading.
Oh,
okay, well, number three, T-Shirt, 17.90%. Well, number two, at an even 20%, is our ECW intro.
Yeah,
which nice. Is awesome.
Yeah. Really amazing. And a whopping 40.21%, OSW and You, Partners in Freedom.
Yeah.
Which is, yeah.
That's like,
yeah, it's great.
It's stuff. Great.
Yeah, I was worried doing it because it's like 2 minutes or something long, but you know, you literally can't cut it down.
Yeah.
And here's the read, I can't cut this out.
No.
This is just amazing.
Jimmy!
So congratulations, OSW. Next up, our B biggest, and it's actually a first time award on the show. What bar of the year?
Wow.
Because we actually had it last year, but I forgot to copy it over to my notes.
Who won last year?
Aha, yes. Number three last year, David Arquette is a Negro.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Shane Douglas adds Black Gold premium dog food performance blend.
Apt.
And a landslide, over 60%. Virgil, he is a nogger.
Surprised that wasn't like 100%.
Yeah.
But that was always, man, the safest bet in wrestling. All right, so what bar of the year? We have the Eliminators as a pink and white.
Cronus.
Masato Yakasiji as a fat frog.
They don't sell them anymore. It makes me fucking sad. Love a fat frog.
It was just flavoured water.
No, it was like lime, right?
That's a flavour.
Yeah. Ref Jim Molyneux as an XFL million dollar game jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Masato Tanaka as a Hunger Games catching fire chocolate selection. Little Guido as a packet of meanies.
Yeah.
Mikey Whipwreck as a packet of banshee bones. Val Venus as a Milka white chocolate. Jeff Jarrett as a can of Diet Coke. X-Pac as a can of Coke Zero.
Yeah, see that? I had two running gags. I had the Mars bar one and the Coke one. See, depth bars that people just don't get. The bar master here.
Kevin Vampire Dude as a limited edition coffin crisp, which is whopper.
Yeah.
The Usos as a Nougat Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Stardust as a Starburst.
It's getting good.
DDP as a can of shit-o spice pepper sauce.
That men can blam on.
And the Zodiac as a barcode. Which is more of a pun than actual, I think.
Yeah, it's good.
I thought it was fun. Yeah, it's good.
We like puns.
To an extent.
Two out of three. So what do you think?
It is tough. I'm going to go with Banshee Bones.
I'm going to go with Shitto, with an honourable mention for Barcode.
I go runner-up Kevin Vampire Dude, Coffin Crisp. That was amazing. And plus the gimmicks match as well, so it's just and Mikey Whipwreck, packet of banshee bones. It's just hot. It has the kind of green flame.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Yeah. So number three, 9.75% from December to December, Kevin Vampire Dude as a coffin crisp. And 21.28%, number two, DDP as a can of shit-o spiced pepper sauce. And number one, 32.5%. The Zodiac is a barcode.
Smart.
Very good. Two of those were fan entries as well, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
They're going to love that.
Oh, just in terms of had a ton of write-ins as well. But most prominent is Macho Man as a now and later lime bar. Steve, can you give us a, who the fuck wants that? Sorry, I got a message. Well, which means good. That means someone's contacting me.
From Google.
Hopefully. We deleted your account. Fuck you, Ireland. Next up, okay, we got three categories left. A new category this year. Best song cover. Eric Bischoff's WCW theme. Kurt Angle's ECW Roadrunner Getting Raped theme. Edge's 2002 theme. Year Matter Ringo,
Mambo number 5.
The Undertaker / This Is Your Life. Also from Capital Carnage.
Dark D. Lee.
From One Night Stand 2005. Who's that jumping off the boat?
R-O-N Mastrio.
My knee is blown. Also One Night Stand 2005.
Ah,
Me.
When I said in 2006. Bum 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 bum. Mr. Sandman, bring me a beer. You are the worst wrestler I've ever seen. Anyway, Whopper from Night of Champions 2014.
Oh, Jamaica, land of the smoke.
From December to December.
Cannot believe it took that long for that to come out. We've been singing that for years.
Yeah. Or else we'll just put it in anyway, like our next one. December to December is Candice Michelle. All as on. Oh, Hell in a Cell 2014, Dean Ambrose.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's the most accurate.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Another from Hell in a Cell.
Oh my god. Primo!
Meow, meow. And Halloween Havoc 95. Generic Biddle music.
Yeah.
Okay,
Beatle music.
What's your favourite?
Dirty Lee, Jamaica, and Roadrunner getting raped. I mean, honestly, any of those could win. Dirty Lee.
Roadrunner getting raped was awesome. Candice Michelle, because Jay used to sing that to me.
I actually love Candice Michelle, so I love singing it to you, Steve. Yeah. And, the Jamaican national anthem.
Black Timmy Valley. He's the fucking image of him.
Okay, just missing out on number four is Candice Michelle. 10.24%. Number three from Mooga Moody. 10.82%. It's Dirty Lee.
A bingy dingy 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 ding.
Number two, 15.74%. It's Edge's 2002.
Yeah, that would have been my third favourite, yeah.
And with 16.47%, number one.
That was a close one.
Is who's that jumping off the boat?
Really?
Who's that getting a Golden Nugger award?
Another song that we've been singing for years.
Mm-hmm. Well done, Oron Mastrio. Alright, our penultimate award, it's a big one, Cunt of the Year. Last year, obviously, Cunt Hogan killed it. 65%.
Oh, wow.
So this year, Cunt New Jack for mass transit and stealing Spike's ladder. Cunt Velma, beefed burgers. And generally being a cunt. Cunt JBL, stiffing the Blue Meanie and his commentary in 2014. Cunt Cena, getting and winning a number one contenders match despite losing beforehand. Cunt Big Show being the face and arse of new ECW.
And New Year's Baby, that was this year.
New Year's Baby.
Last year, I mean.
Cunt Vince for resurrecting and murdering ECW and his booking in 2014. Cunt M Night for the happening. Cunt Vulgan for what? Tit squeezing.
Squeezy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squeezing Tit, Metal Gear 3. And Cunt Hawk for no selling and win posing in the ring despite losing at Halloween Havoc 95.
What's the noise for no selling?
5-star chokeslam. What do you think?
Oh, I don't think I could pick anything other than Cunt JBL for what he did to the Meanie. It was mean.
Yeah, I think that's with a landslide, yeah.
Well, I absolutely don't want New Jack to win because then he'll be kind of in our books, as to say, you know. I go JBL, Cunt JBL, Cunt Vince, Cunt M Night. Because it was a great movie, except for M Night Shyamalan. You know? Ruined it. Anyway, number three, 15%, Cunt Cena, which I think is more of a just
general.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just not liking current wrestling. 20.55%, number two is Cunt New Jack. Thank God.
Yeah.
He can't be nominated next year.
Because he's who I was going to pick, and then I was like, no, JBL.
And number one, 32.86%, it's Cunt JBL.
Good, good stuff.
Congratulations, Maga.
I see no Nagas here. Tell me where the Fruity Booty is.
Happy days are here again. You can't have that. That's not yours, mate.
No. No. Too well said it. Seth Rollins, yeah, yeah. Was it?
You can have it. It's my boy. It's, actually, don't.
No,
none of you
it's
take
theirs.
It.
Yeah. It's yours.
We got 95 write-ins for Cunt of the Year.
I didn't know there was that many wrestlers.
Oh, most of them are Cunt Hogan. And Cunt Triple H.
Mm. But he should have been on the list.
Well, they're nominated last year,
oh,
you see.
Of course. Yeah. Sorry, excuse me.
Our final Golden Nogger Award, a Lifetime Achievement Award. Who joins Wurzel in the OSW Hall of Fame?
Oh.
And they can't be nominated again. This is big.
Ooh.
So tough.
That's a bit cunty,
yeah,
in itself.
It is.
Cunt of the Year, Jay Hunter.
But would you be devastated if Garvin was nominated and didn't win again?
Oh, that's true.
Because he hasn't been in any shows.
No.
I thought that was the biggest travesty last year.
Yeah, it's just Wurzel's gimmick is just really strong, you know? Mm. That said, if we did a 2011 Noggers, he probably would have took it.
Yeah. Wurzel's good, though.
So
rightfully
got,
there.
So here we go. Cronus.
It's over.
9:15, Mike Knox. It's a strong field, lads.
Holy shit.
He loves to have fun. It's funly. Thurman, Sparky Plunk.
Oh.
We're getting to the fucking big boys now.
And the Zodiac, Ed Leslie.
I think we might have a winner.
So who do you think will win?
Zodiac.
Was Virgil nominated?
Virgil
last year.
Last year,
okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, for me, it has to be Cronus. But the winner will be Ed Leslie.
I thought Mike Knox would win because it's just his gimmick's out of this world. And
is it really?
It is. It's amazing. It stopped time. Like, there's an app. So at Bobby Cash, he sent me a picture of this clock app, and you never guess the time on it. Oh my god!
Anyway. Man, I want the clock with Mike Knox.
Yeah. Maybe a fan will make one for you.
I would gladly accept said clock.
Number three, 14.83%. It's Funly.
Out of nowhere.
He loves to have fun.
16.62%, number two. It's Cronus.
Get in. Oh. Get in. Well done, lad.
Number one, with a whopping 51.06%, Ed Leslie.
Yeah. He would have been nominated in 2012 if there was nominations.
For the gimmicks?
For, well, like, gimmicks. And he was quite prevalent at the time.
He was acceptable at the time. Congratulations, Ed Leslie.
In the Hall of Fame. Yeah. In the Logger Hall of Fame.
Legend.
There you go.
That's it.
Yeah.
I really
took
like
the
it.
Biggest yeah. bite. Oh, and there's no Host of the Year this year.
There will be no encore.
Even though Jay Hunter slam dunked it.
I remember you were quite angry at that. No,
I was only angry that he had the category. That
yes,
nobody,
angry at that.
Nobody was a winner out of that except Jay.
A winner is me. Alright, that wraps it up for the 2015 Golden Nogger Awards ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, so if you like it, let us know what you thought of the winners, and yeah, if you want to see one at the end of this year, yeah. Oh, and next up is the Royal Rumble 2001 video. And thank you to William Creedon for editing this entire video. Thank you, mate. Putting him on the spot. And make sure to join us May 30th at the Emirates Stadium for the Ric Flair tour. And come hang out with us. It'll be awesome.
Yep.
At MDA Promotions. It's a good night from Ozzy.
There
you won.
Pick-a-boo.
And myself, Jay Hunter. And remember, a winner is me. Host of the year. Of all time.